There's no porn there.
Hollywood Video.
Yeah, man.
So Hollywood Video, there's Blockbuster and then there's Hollywood Video.
That was like the hood one, right? Like it was like Blockbuster, dude. I remember Blockbuster was back in the day towards the end of their reckoning, right before Redbox. They were like $3 or $4 a rental.
Yeah, man.
$4 to rent one movie.
For like a day.
For a day. And then otherwise you get late charges and whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
That's why they went belly up. Because here comes Redbox and they're like, yeah, for $1, for 99 cents, you can rent a movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they undercut them like no other. Like they came up behind Blockbuster and just started ramming Blockbuster from the back. They're like, fuck
you.
See,
but now it went full circle because now Redbox
is getting rammed by Netflix.
Is getting rammed by Netflix. And not also, but also, if you try to go to Redbox, it's now like $2.99 for a movie and shit. See? Karma. Fucking
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, dog. Bit him in the
ass. That's why you got to go to Hollywood Video and get your shit. Now, it wasn't as good quality as Blockbuster videos.
Like, Hollywood Video was a little hood.
It was, like, you know how you had HD video? Like, we got HD video or streaming service now. Blockbuster had HD video quality. Like, tape video quality.
No, they were all the same shit.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah. Hollywood Video just had, like, somebody recorded it with, like, their 1990s giant-ass video camera.
I just remember the difference, the feel of the two places. You would go to Hollywood.
One had a metal detector.
And they pat you down. No, they, the Hollywood, like, the carpet looked dirty. There's probably a little smell in there. The colors are dingier. They were like a brown and a blue and a red, like a maroon or some shit. So it was a dingier looking store. Right. It wasn't clean probably as often, you know.
Right.
Blockbuster back in the day before they went belly up, you would go in there and everything was clean. The carpet I think was like blue or some shit.
Right.
Like it was bright. It was colorful. It looked clean, even though it probably wasn't.
People were vacuuming all constantly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, people vacuuming. So, you know, it gave you that feeling, right? Like you'd go to Hollywood Video too, and as you were checking out, it's like, oh, would you like some sweet and sour or some fucking whatchamacallit, some Swedish fish or some M&Ms or some shit. Like they had candy at the end exit,
right,
like as if you were going to the movies. Mm-hmm. But if you went to Hollywood Video, first of all, I'm sure they had a selection of ghetto ass candy. They're like, hey, would you like some Lucas powder? It's like, hey, would you like
some of these Mexican ice creams and shit?
They were like, they had the ones that the popcorn. It wasn't just the ones you put in the microwave. It was the ones that you put in the stove.
Yeah,
and it had a handle, and it would just expand and shit.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Had fucking what is it, Elota and shit?
Shit. It wasn't like Orville Redenbacher. It was like Orville Bakken ever. What? It's like what? It's a fucking Mexican in the front, and not like an old white dude. Southern plantation owner. You had a big old sombrero. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Hollywood Video, man.
Shout out to Hollywood.
They didn't survive, I don't think. I don't think there's any Hollywood Video left. No. But I think there's one or two Blockbusters somewhere in the U.S.
There's like one in Canada, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me Google that real quick. Hollywood Video stores.
It's going to bring you to a 1999... The early 1990s webpage, where it was like just one color.
Dude, Hollywood Video was founded in 1988.
Fuck. When did it go belly up? Crazy.
The largest competitor to Blockbuster until it was purchased by Movie Gallery in 2005. Huh. Supposedly it's defunct around 2010. Wow. Throwback, man. I remember these. I'm looking at the pictures of it. It's crazy. Hey, let's see if there's any. Is there? Oh, I should probably search if there's any Hollywood Video stores left.
A Hollywood Video near me.
It's like one. I was like, oh, dude, if there was one within 10 miles, we'd have to go. Let me see. The last store in the U.S. closed its doors July 31st of 2010. Whereas the last official one in Canada closed on August 8th of that year. Oh shit, son. In October 2011, HollywoodVideo.com site has been relaunched as a blog. We gotta go read up on HollywoodVideo.com.
The fuck? They're like, today, some dumb ass person drank somebody's bathwater.
If you really think about it, though, like, Blockbuster is a 100% 1990s, 2000s marketing. Like, if you think about it, what's a Blockbuster?
A Blockbuster movie.
Huh?
A Blockbuster movie.
Oh, that's what you think of? Oh, I guess that's about right, right? I was thinking of the Blockbuster bomb that would destroy a fucking neighborhood back in World War II, I think.
I don't think those were invented until 2001, man.
I don't think so. Let me see. Blockbuster. See, you guys are getting education as fuck in here. Fuck.
FBI is like, so we heard you're looking for bombs. What kind? Do you want to join the military?
Blockbuster bomb or cookie. What the fuck? Cookie. It literally says that. Blockbuster bomb or cookie was several of the largest conventional bombs used in World War II by the Royal Air Force. The term blockbuster was originally named coined by the press and referred to a bomb which had enough explosive power to destroy an entire street or large building through the effects of a blast in conjunction with the incendiary bombs. See? In your face, dog. World War II.
Oh, what? I'm thinking of bunker busters.
Oh, that's probably what you're thinking of. Because
the terrorists lived in bunkers.
Yeah, you got to get those cave dwellers. Bunker dwellers. Just saying.
Those sand hodgies.
Hodgies. That's aggressive.
Those Tuscan Raiders.
Tuscan Raiders. That's pretty fucked up. Tuscan Raiders.
Got to chop them up, man. You saw what they did to Anakin's people. Anyways, man.
That is pretty funny.
We went to go see Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I was meaning to ask Boski what he thought about it, because every review I've seen...
Spoilers. Everybody dies.
Nah. No spoilers.
Every single
person
dies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Name somebody.
I haven't seen it.
Name somebody, and I'll let you know if he dies.
Lando Calrissian.
He actually lives.
Yeah, because he's black, dog. Black don't crack.
He took the other black person... And he said, we're going to be free now.
You know why, dog? Because the paradigm has changed. See, back in the day, you see the black guy in the movies, and you're like, yeah, he's the first one to die. Now, the black guy lives, and all the white people die.
And all the black people only talk to themselves. I was like, wow. Wow.
It's like that meme with
a... Speaking of black, I see a black person running, so...
Shit.
Black Mr. Girl would say he did something wrong. Oh, I see a bunch of them. He did something wrong. I know it. Anyways... No, Lando Calrissian, apparently general, they call him general. I was like, this man ain't no general.
How do you know what happened between the movies, dog?
Because they said, he just showed up. You know, general, the fuck? But, yeah, he lives. He took all the other black people and freedom.
Yeah, man, you gotta strive together as black American, I mean, black universal...
Alien people. There you go.
And band together against all the other races.
Hashtag space freedom.
Space what?
Space freedom.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, let's be real honest with each other here, okay? I'm sure there's been other species that were enslaved in the Star Wars universe way more than black people were.
Yeah, all the human people.
No. Like, if you go to the original cantina scene, look at all the freak-ass aliens. Half those motherfuckers must be, like, slaves or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
The weird ones with, like, suction cups in their heads and, like, you know, Chewbacca was a kind of slave for a while, right? You know what I'm saying?
So we don't know
what he looks like. If you shave him, he might be white as snow.
He could be black, right? That's what you're saying? That's what you're getting to?
I'm just saying, dog. Chewbacca could be like...
Let's see what else happened.
Pink, for all you know.
I fully supported the love story going on. I wish you got to see more of that.
See, I kind of don't want to see it. Oh, that car's hauling ass, dog. It's your car, too. Look at that. Look at that.
That's how I drive on the freeway.
I could tell. That car's fucking suspension was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up. Man, he just did a zero stop, too. Fuck. Anyways, but
I kind of don't want to watch it, dog, because I'd rather come in with low expectations and a $2 rental fee versus low expectations and a $8 movie theater fee. Plus, you know, I'm a fat fuck, so $15 in fucking food, and then, you know, be disappointed.
It had good parts.
Everybody says the Mandalorian, though, is the best shit out right now that Disney comes out with.
People keep saying that.
You don't think so?
Look, man, overhype something so much, it can't be good.
You think it's overhyped? I think what they're doing is that they are showing... I think they're saying that basically all the other shit is shit, and that one is good.
Well, I mean, that too. The other ones were shit, so, I mean, you can't really not disagree with them, because, yeah, it was shit, so...
I think I'm going to wait to watch it. I was going to watch it.
You have to start a fire right here.
That's what this thing is for right here.
Yeah, it might be.
That's what the concrete trash can is for.
We have to get one of those starter logs and just put it right.
What do you think would happen? Anybody to come here?
No.
They'd be like, two hobos are trying to make a fire in the middle of a parking lot.
They're trying to do an outdoor soup kitchen.
If you haven't seen the other guys, you need to go see that.
Their soup cannot be contained.
Oh shit.
Anyways, yeah, man. It had good parts. Some good parts I really liked. It does make sense how Spoiler comes back. I was like,
it's because Luke is so powerful, dog. He's gonna come back.
Well, that I was like, oh damn, he does come back. Spoiler, he comes back.
I assume he come back. How are they gonna kill that motherfucker?
He was like, get your shit together, right? I was like, that's what I said.
My whole thing, dog, is.
He was like, look. She's like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going to do shit. He was like, that's what I did. You can't do that shit. You can't be a little bitch. Get your shit together. She's like, you're right. Can't be a little bitch like you were. He's like, that's what I just said.
Dude, I don't know. I think I'm going to wait to watch it.
You should wait to watch it. Don't give it money.
I feel like I would, if I didn't like what they did with it, I would feel a little upset. Because if you think about it, this franchise is so fucking old. So fucking old. When did the original ones come out? The 70s or the 80s?
77.
This franchise is like 40 fucking years old. And if you don't do it right, all right, you gotta be a little pissed off. Because this was essentially about the Skywalker lineage. And it's like, all right, man,
that didn't even come to the real play.
Yeah, the whole thing is just fucked. I think Disney didn't do a good job of it. Disney, what the fuck you pronounce it? They didn't do a great job of it, but, you know, whatever.
And then the final battle.
Fuck you guys on OfferUp. By the way, this guy just replied to me on OfferUp. All you motherfuckers that post shit on OfferUp, get back to me when I send you a fucking message. This motherfucker just got back to me right now. I sent him a message a week ago about some shit I wanted to buy. I already bought it from somebody else. Why you think I'm going to wait for you to fucking reply to me a week later? Motherfucker.
The final battle scene with Rey and other person, I was like, other person wasn't really even involved. And then he did thing to do other thing. And I was like, wow, that was cool, but also that thing happened and then he wasn't part of it at the very end.
Was there like an end credit scene?
No.
Was there a end credit scene?
No.
No? Really? Supposedly somebody said they're no longer doing trilogies after this.
Yeah.
Like it's it. They're just doing single movies?
Like Rogue One. People nut over Rogue One, man. I didn't like it.
I think people nut over Rogue One is because it's the closest thing to like a modern military movie, except it's in Star Wars. And then it feels contained because you meet the characters and they die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Khaleesi dies. You're not like, hey, man, she's going to go pick up her dragons later.
Spoiled it for...
It's been years since that bitch came out. If you haven't seen it, it's too fucking late. All right, you can get it at Redbox for a dollar. Go fucking get it.
That's why everybody keeps comparing The Witcher to. They're like, oh, it's trying to be Game of Thrones. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not fucking trying to be Game of Thrones.
No, it's its own thing.
It's trying to be The Witcher.
I am so hyped to watch that. As of right now, I have not seen it.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be good, because everybody's like, it's trying to be Game of Thrones. I'm like, no, it's trying to be The Witcher. There's like 3 games about it and like 7 books. It's trying to be its own fucking thing. It's its own thing already.
Yeah, I don't... I'm...
Nobody cares where George R. Martin did his copyright infringement. These people did their own shit.
Yeah. That guy is so angry, by the way, the guy that wrote the books. Because he doesn't feel like he's getting a lot of money for all this shit. Like, at this point, the game has made a ton of money. And he hasn't made that much money. But it's also like, yo, dog, I'm sure you sold a lot more books after these games.
He'll be fine. He stole all those ideas, so it's cool. Now he knows how it feels, huh? Yeah, fucker.
But anyways, I'm hella hyped about that show, but I feel like I'm not going to like it. I have to set my expectations low, and until I do that, I won't watch it.
One person said it was really good. I was like, yeah.
My problem with it is that it's a, like you said, it's like about 7 books, and it's a slow fucking churn, all right? The 7 books are all kind of a slow churn. And
why do
because
we keep coming through here now that we are right here?
I don't know, man. I feel like we're going to get shot. I don't like having open areas all around me like this.
We literally might have to go back to the car just so we can FF to...
He's going
to
fucking shoot us from the back. I don't... Wait, what? Anyways.
That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
He just toasts the strudel bitches from the back?
Yeah. Like, who's the toast of strudel now? Pah, pah,
I just fucking hit my foot. Ah.
Rope attack.
Ruben, use rope. Or is that fucking song? Oh, it's the fucking Pokemon song?
Oh. You have no more PP left for this.
Out of PP. Can't use rope.
Can't use rope. The rope has not reached where it needs to go.
You're like, use thick rope attack.
It's been a week. Oh, that's nasty. That man was mad. He couldn't get to the Dollar Tree.
No shit. And anyways.
Yeah, man.
I haven't watched it. I'm hyped to watch it, man. But I feel like it's a slow churn, that book series. It's a slow churn. And from what I've seen in the trailers, they're putting, I think, like 4 or 5 books into 1 8-episode season. And I'm like, yo, how many seasons do you plan to have? Because if you introduce everybody and make everybody go through most of the bullshit from the first few books into the first season, you're gonna fuck everything up by the time you have the next couple seasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, I don't know, I'm very careful about whether or not I watched that show with expectations or not. By the way, this fucking truck is bothering me with his little hazard lights on. Like he's definitely trying to like let us know that he's got his car on and he's staring right at us. We should do uncomfortable shit while he's looking at us. So like rub your nipples right now. Just look directly at him. We gotta give him a look like, you know, you want this. He just fucking bit your lip. Oh, look. It's he turn on the lights, dog. He's going to come over here right now. He's going to be like, hey, how much? You're like, I do have Christmas gifts to buy.
I'm like, well, I do need an Xbox. I got to play Reach.
You're like, oh, man, my Xbox Live just gave out. I have to buy a new year of it. Well, if you pay for my Xbox Live. Yeah, sure. What's your account? Mega Toaster Strudel number 44. 69.
Ruben,
wink, wink.
Ruben used unhappy dick. Anyways. Yeah, man. But I like, I was going to say Jim Caviezel. No, Henry Cavill.
You like Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what he will do with The Witcher. I find it fascinating, too, that they went with the no facial hair version of him, which is more book accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is very book accurate.
You like sexy? You like sexy ass?
I like Witcher 3 game version with the beard.
He's like, hey,
because I think visually that's what everybody's been seeing. And I think you got to go with the visual of it.
Oh, elf lady, come here and take this dick.
Yeah. Dude, you better be getting Poonanny left and right, dog.
That's what the Witcher guy does.
He just gets Poonanny left and right.
Yeah, that's what Henry Cavill does, too. He just goes to Target, just fucking drenched.
I saw a video of him, which is like talking about his workouts for The Witcher. And I was like, first of all, very unimpressive Henry Cavill. And I'm like, secondly, what's your stack like, bro? Because
all of it.
Your arms are all gigantic. And you're talking about the workouts you're doing that are mostly worried about your core and your forearms so you can swing a sword a lot. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Just like you see him on Superman, you're like, fuck.
You're like, you big, dog.
Like, you're fucking huge, man. What did you do? Get the comic book? And we're like, yeah, that. We're like, well, sir, that's an ungodly amount of roids.
You're like, yep, that's what I want.
Yep, that's what I need.
I'm looking to get swole.
All right, first we're going to shoot you up with this horse steroid.
He's like, perfect. Perfect. The more, the better.
One in each ass cheek. That'll do.
That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
Pretty much, man.
I want these seats, dog. I don't want to pay for these seats, though. Yeah, those are the seats that look good in the Z, dog. Look at that.
Yeah, that'll cut my balls nicely. Yeah.
What? Why would it call your balls? Anyways.
Hey, man, you ever eat that wiener schnitzel?
Nah, I'm straight, so I don't do that gay shit.
You never eat at the Fatherland company?
How fucked up would it be if you went a wiener schnitzel and you go in there and it's like everybody is like blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, I'm sure.
With like heavy...
Kugelsagen.
You're just like, ooh. You're like, am I supporting the wrong side here?
Hell, the few.
You drive up there and it's like all BMWs parked there from the employees. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
You're like, what's going on here?
That's fucked up.
You're like, yeah, these used to make tanks for the Nazis.
Oh.
Fun fact, if you own a BMW, you supported tank
sure
manufacturers.
That, Volkswagens, too.
Yeah, Volkswagens, too. Lamborghinis now because they're owned by them. But not back in the day. If you got a classic one, you're good.
You're good.
Have you ever heard of the story of Lamborghini and Ferrari? Like where that started from?
Mm-mm.
It's fucking hilarious. So the Ferrari guy, I guess, Enzo Ferrari, was like kind of an asshole. And he just wanted to make race cars. And so his cars are famous for being very like decent, but they break all the time.
Damn.
And so the Lamborghini guy bought one of his Ferraris. And he was like, yo, your piece of shit broke on me. And the Ferrari guy's like, fuck you. Just go get it fixed. And he's like, dude, you got to make a better car. And he's like, no, fuck you. I'm not going to make a better car. I'm going to make whatever I want to make. And so Lamborghini guy, apparently he was like a tractor builder or salesman
all Germans
or some shit.
Do, yeah, sell tractors.
They're Italian, fool. And then he was like.
Saying, that's what all Germans do.
Oh. And then the Lamborghini guy was like, you know what? Fuck you. And now I'm going to make my own car and I'm going to fuck your shit up. And so he made Lamborghini. How ballsy is that when you're like, I'm going to take on Ferrari in my own new brand of cars?
That's fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, that's actually the story. That's a real life story of Ferrari.
Well, I wanted to go see that one movie, Ford versus Ferrari, because that's why they made the Ford GT500.
Yeah, the Ford GT was made to try to beat the Ferrari in the 24 Hours of Le Mans, I think.
Yeah.
But that should be a good one. But I heard that story, that movie was more focused on the drivers and less on the actual story. I was like, why would you not focus on the story that's fairly historically accurate?
Hey, man, that's some good actors in that movie. Like
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale and...
Christian Bale's a motherfucker. That dude don't fuck around.
No, Matt Damon's in there. The Punisher's in there. There's like five
good
actors.
Which Punisher?
The Netflix Punisher.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there's a million Punishers.
No, Netflix Punisher. That dude's fucking... great and everything.
That dude was on
in.
Joy Diaz podcast and he's got like a heavy like New Jersey accent. Yeah. Which I'm like, you don't have any of that in the Netflix series.
Yeah, man. That dude's fucking great. There's like a bunch of actors in there. I want to see it. Like that's a fucking, you trying to be an actor, go watch that movie. That you need to be, if you ain't trying to be that good, shut the fuck down.
Yeah, man. Like it always trips me out whenever I hear people that have accents that don't have the accents. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like what's that one hot chick I sent you a video of?
Meaner Ackerman.
Is that her name? Yeah, whatever. She's British or some shit. Mm-hmm. And then she just turned on like a California accent. And I was like, Jesus, this is weird.
I got the strangest boner right now.
You're like, with both of them. Both accents got me turned on even more.
I'm about to bust.
About to bust. There you go, dog. You're like, hashtag B2B. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be on my license plate.
And then a little, you're like, you should go to the DMV and be like, hey, I need emojis. I need a little water squirting one. So I need to go hashtag B2B.
Like eggplant emoji squirt.
Dude, police officers would be hate their lives. They're like, yeah, I'm here to check this license plate. All right, what is it? Eggplant emoji. Eggplant emoji. Two hands. Eggplant emoji. Squirt. Can you repeat that back to me?
B as in Bob. Two as in two. B as in Bob. Oh, fuck. Oh, like, water emoji, squirt emoji?
Squirt emoji.
Squirt emoji as in squirt, I guess? I don't know, man. I think I'm seeing this guy break into this car over here.
Where?
Right in front of me. He has a bag.
I don't see him.
Yeah, he's on my side. That's why I have my own security device in my car. I keep Black Mister Girl in the car all the time.
What's she gonna do? Fucking tackle a motherfucker? Yeah.
Look, see this car that just turned on? That's the car he stole.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, she's just like, what the fuck are you doing in here, bro? Get the fuck out. And they're like, whoa, you sound angry and or hungry.
Yo, yo, yo. So, on a change of topic. So, did you hear the news story about the newscaster chick?
Which one?
So, apparently, there is this newscaster woman, right? Mm-hmm. Who was reporting on some marathon or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And she's talking to the people, the newscasters back at the main newscasting office. What is it called? The main newsroom or mm-hmm. whatever. She was reporting back on the runners. And so behind her are all the runners going forward. So they're running past her left. So they're coming up from behind her and running past her left side. Well, this guy fucking goes and literally smacks her in the ass as he's running by her. Yeah. All right, first of all, red motherfucking flag, dog. You literally decided to do that. He's fucking retards just running around with their carts and shit. Anyways.
Where are parents at?
I don't know, dumb kids. Anyways, so this guy runs past the chick, smacks her in the ass. I'm like, first of all, you're a moron. There's a camera pointed at you. You literally, it's like robbing somebody in front of the police station. Like, there's visual proof of you fucking doing it.
Right.
Idiot number one. And then, you know what the fucking funniest part was? And some people are going to roll their eyes right now. This guy was like a head preacher at some fucking church, and he was like the youth leader or some bullshit. And I was like, come on, man. Really? Really? You gonna be this motherfucker who tries to be the community fucking preacher and shit, and then you're like smacking chicks' asses? And then you know what the worst? It keeps getting better, dog. It keeps getting better.
How does the story get better?
It keeps getting better. Apparently, this motherfucker's like, I didn't mean to hit her ass. I was looking to reach down for something as I was running past her, and apparently I hit her ass. He's like, I didn't even know.
That ass was just so fat and juicy, it got in the way of my hand path.
And then later on, he was like, oh, yeah, no, I apologize, and I should have done better. And I was like, wait, what happened to you trying to stretch your hand or some shit or making contact with her ass? Like, that just went out the window?
That's what he meant.
It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, this ass, though. Oh, this is so fat. That ass was so juicy. Fat. I could have thrown 2 quarters at it. A whole fucking silver dollar would have popped back.
Like, change and then some. I'm saying, like, slots.
It looked like the Valo twins' ass back in the prime.
Ooh, man. Flashbacks, dog. Flashbacks.
I mean, hey, better him harassing a full-grown woman than any, like, kids in his youth group, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, that's a trade I'll take, I guess. I guess.
I'm trying to find the fucking story. I should have done it while I was talking to you. Runner who smacked TV reporter's ass. Here we go. Here we go. See, like, she smacks her ass and she's got a face of, like, what the fuck, yo?
Well, he also did it in front of, like, 20 people.
Yeah, dog.
Because they're all looking like, hey, did you smack that girl's ass? Yeah. Now, the real question is, do we got pictures of her ass? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, you can Google, dog. Her name is,
what's her Instagram?
Alex. Oh, jeez. Her name is Bozar.
Hey, don't say that out loud. That sounds like a fucking demon spell.
So apparently the guy was charged with battery in Georgia, which is a misdemeanor, 12 months in jail and fine of $5,000 if he's convicted.
Hey, man, that's crazy. But also, I had a new story, too, I was going to talk to you about. But before I get to the new story, do you remember that singer named JoJo?
Yeah.
This is her in her final form.
Yo, dog, how much tit implant does she go with?
All of it.
Wow.
All of it, son. All of it. Now, I don't know what she's been doing for the last 15 years, but I'm pretty sure it involved BBC because she looks crazy. But anyways.
Back, remember that? She had that one song, right?
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah, that one.
Leave.
She looked like right a child now. In that one, dude.
Yeah. It's the end of you and me.
Would you? I mean, what do you? How'd you come across that?
I got to see.
Like, I follow her on Instagram for no reason at all for the last 10
looked
years.
Kind of beat up, so I didn't do that. No, I got this in that gives me new stories because I like talking about. It can't just be all dick and poo nanny jokes.
You're
you know?
Like, I love news stories.
So you know, I had and on it, and then sometimes it gives me like entertainment news, and I'm like, okay, cool. But some of the entertainment news. Not really helpful. Like, that one wasn't really, you know, helpful to me.
You're like, but I did click on it for education.
But I did
purposes.
Jerk off to it, so you know, sorry.
You're like, I rubbed one or two ropes out on it.
Well, fuck. I need you to not say ropes ever again.
Ropes?
Hashtag ropes?
Hashtag ropes. Remember that shirt Dick idea rope? We had back
yeah,
in the day?
Like, how am I do that this year?
It was like swinging ropes or
this
what
next
you
year.
Battle ropes?
Battle ropes? This next year, man, I'm going to get some shirts done. You got the last one done. I'm going to get this one done this year. I'm going to get a full sweater.
You should get like an ugly sweater. We should do like an ugly sweater shirt or sweater where it's like a combination of all the different dumb hashtags we've done.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Well, what are you eating? You got a face on you like you just saw topless pictures of it.
A woman put a camera in her baby daughter's room and couldn't believe.
Are you clicking on those weird websites with a whole bunch of clickbait bullshit? It's like, mother puts this in her food and she finds an amazing cure for diabetes.
No, it was the like stepdad was trying to sleep with the kid. That
dark. This is fucking dark, dog. Why are you
taking that porn too serious?
Why are you taking this towards the dark area?
Anyways, the story
world.
I wanted to talk to you about has your favorite thing, your second favorite thing besides Poon.
Poon is nice.
Poon is nice. I'm not going to lie. It's so soft and warm. I mean, unless like, you like it hard so and warm. Crunchy.
Crunchy. You go to the doctor if something's crunchy, dog.
Hey,
you're like, it's like
you,
shards.
I don't know if you're into the grannies. If you're into the grannies, it's all crusty.
Why would it be crusty? Oh, it shouldn't be crusty.
Like,
it shouldn't
oh,
be
yeah. 1954. Oh, so
it's
good.
Well aged like wine.
Oh, 1942. The war feels so good.
World War II really put a good couple striations on this situation.
It's like tree rings, you can count them.
Oh, tree rings. That's bad.
Anyways,
that's bad.
Your second favorite hobby. You know, lifting weights.
Oh yeah, yeah. What happened?
So female bodybuilder.
Here we go.
Age am I what I was just talking about. Age 82 beats
female
up
bodybuilder aged 82.
Beats up home intruder so badly he has to be taken to the hospital.
Let me see. Is there any pictures of this chick?
It's trying to load right now.
Is she yoked?
She's
82, man. That's
82.
That's crazy.
She's a little yoked, man. I'm not going to lie.
82? How is she still like able?
No, she is. That's a whole dude.
Dude, that looks like Mike Tyson. What are you talking about? Her face looks like Mike Tyson. No disrespect, lady. No disrespect.
But anyway, so I guess she was... She trains for competition still.
Yeah, but that's... Okay, sitting there and draining yourself and flexing is very different than being able to defend yourself in a home invasion situation. Is that bitch taking more tie on the side or what? You be able to take on Holly Holm next year? Jeez.
So she was, I guess, getting ready for bed. And then she heard somebody breaking in, right? So she went down there and was like, hey, don't break into my shit. So he kicked down the door, and she was like She's like, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life, and just went ham on that bitch.
She literally said that?
Yeah.
No, she literally said that.
No, she was like, don't break in. And then he broke in, and she fucked all his shit up.
Wow. And started
beating him up.
First of all, how ballsy is that guy when somebody literally catches you breaking in, and you still continue to break in?
Yeah, man. So I guess she wow, that man had a lot of...
Dude, that car is burning a lot of...
Oh, there you go. There's a picture of her.
Okay, it's an older lady for sure.
It's 82 years old.
Yeah, man. How did she fuck that dude up? Was it like some...
It's probably like, a dude on meth, man.
It's probably, dude, he's probably stronger if he's on meth.
I don't crack. I don't
he's
really
probably
know.
Stronger and invulnerable. You just break a bone and he keeps going.
Long story short, yeah, she fucked him up.
That's crazy. I mean, 82, man. That means that she's cracking it. She's cracking it. All right, here comes this cop. Do you think this cop over there is going to come this way?
Where's the cop?
Right there.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's see if he comes over here and he's like, what are you guys doing out here? Like, enjoying the fucking bench. What do you think we're doing?
Yeah.
If we're allowed to be out here, why is there a bench out here in the middle of fucking nowhere?
She is an award-winning bodybuilder, and she trains at her local YMCA every day.
That's crazy, man. I mean, at 82, she must be in pretty good shape to still be training.
Oh, here we go. I took the table and went to work on him, she said. She broke the table and used the legs of the metal table and kept hitting him. And she jumped on him a couple times. She ran to the kitchen, grabbed a bottle of baby shampoo, and squirted it on the man's face. She took a broomstick and hit him on the head a few times.
See, that's smart. See, that chick was smart. What she did is she created weapons of the shit around her. Versus, like, you can't have that mindset where you're going to fucking square up to a dude, especially at 82, and feel like you're going to take that dude out.
And she said she can deadlift 225.
That's pretty good, man. For 82?
82.
For 82?
She tried to pick him up, but he was, like, pretty beat up at that point, and she said that he was just dead weight at that time. So she was like...
She's like, I proceeded to deadlift him for 30 reps of four just to prove my point.
And I dropped the weight, making a loud noise. No, she was like, no, he was too heavy, and I didn't want to fuck myself up, so I let the cops come and take him out. But there you go.
I mean, that's smart, though. So she broke a table, got the legs, and just started fucking ninja turtling that bitch.
Yeah, man. She did what she had to.
Good for her, man. Good for her.
She knew what she had to do.
Good for her.
Yeah, man.
I'm not mad at that. I think anybody who's trying to break into your place, you need to get a fucking... You're lucky she didn't have a bullet through his ass.
Yeah, man. She had to do what you got to do. So there you go.
It feels like it got colder out here the last couple minutes.
That's what I was just going to say, man. It felt like it got like 10 degrees colder.
I think it might have, actually. Anyways.
I'm about to go to that cop's car and be like, hey, man, you got some warmth in here? Like, what's going on?
What's in between the McKernan middle?
Yeah. But yeah, man. So there you go. Watch out for old ladies, because you never know when they just deadlift an N-word.
That chick was ready, though. Like, she broke table legs and started using them as weapons. Like, that's smart.
Yeah, she watched all the Bourne Identity movies.
Fuck yeah.
She was like, I'm going to take this book and start punching you with it.
Yeah, smart shit. That's the way to go. You got to, especially as a defenseless older woman, you got to just use some weapons.
But yeah, man. So there you go. Watch out, guys. That cop's going to pull this guy over in the truck if he sees him.
Which cop?
This guy in the truck who's going to come by here, of course, because why wouldn't he?
Everybody's coming through here, dog. This is not a great place. We should just stay where we were over there. Here, motherfuckers just driving here. It's all degenerates, too. Look at them.
But, yeah, so there you go. Speaking of movies. Like that movie. We went to go see the movies?
Yeah.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
We saw a trailer for the new Top Gun. Have you ever seen the original Top Gun?
Dude, I think I tried. It was kind of hard to watch.
So it's not good.
It's entertaining. I mean, it's worth it. It's a super super 80s movie. That's what I would put it. But I will say, I did see the trailer for Top Gun movie the first day it came out on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It looks fun.
It looks like a fun hype. Movie.
Yeah.
It was fucking hype. I was fucking hype. I didn't know why.
You're like, man.
I was telling my sister, I'm fucking hype, yo. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm fucking hype. So, yeah. Let's fucking get it. She was like, yeah, no. I was like, why not? She's like, no. No Tom Cruise and his superhuman powers.
The real question, though, is it, you know, everybody in that, of the original movie is probably aged like a motherfucker, right? Except Tom Cruise. He's got his secret alien spells or...
Has OT powers.
Whatever he's got going on, that he's aged very well for someone his age. Like, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's in his mid-30s, maybe early 40s, whatever. Motherfucker's like 50-something and he's still doing his own stunts.
Yeah.
Right? So, but my thing is, because the nature of movies is what it is, and everybody has probably aged 20 years since that movie came out, do you think they give him a new love interest?
Like, no, the girl's in there. So.
No, she's in there, but do you think he stays with her? Like, yeah, he's like, yeah. I need to upgrade to the young one.
No.
The daughter. Her daughter is going to be the next one.
No, he stays with
then
her.
Then Goose is, or the, not Goose. Was Goose the other dude, or was
yeah,
he
Goose? Yeah, he's Goose. No. Goose, he's Maverick.
All right. So Goose is going to be like, he'll be the same guy because it's a guy. But Tom Cruise is probably going to be like, I need the younger chick.
See, I figured out.
To continue my demon alien powers.
He needs a new coochie to stay young.
That's how it is, dog. That's how the Hush twins do it, according to them.
Wow. No, he needs the... he needs the... I already figured it out, kind of. Because in the trailer, it shows that Mr. Fantastic, you know, the second Mr. Fantastic, is picking a fight with Tom Cruise. So I'm like, oh, that must be Goose's son. That must be why he's mad at him.
Oh, they're doing the sons. It's funny how the 80s movies are now turning into the next generation, right? Like Creed. Creed is about Apollo Creed's
son. I still haven't seen Creed.
You haven't?
I haven't seen the first one or the second one.
Wow. The first one is better than the second, but they're worth watching. They're fun. Those movies are always fun because then you get in watching them and you're like, I'm going to go train now. I'm going to go fucking box and shit. You're like, I suck at this, but I'm going to go do it. Look like Mr. Bean and shit. You know what I mean? And then Michael B. Jordan got them fucking good jeans and shit. Motherfucker yoked. But then in the number two, he's fighting that one dude's son.
Yeah.
Khal Drogo. Not Khal Drogo. What the fuck's his name?
Khal Drogo. Damn, you know, he lost. He punched him once and blew up his head.
What's his name? The Vic Raymond?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is. He's fighting his son. And I'm like, yo. I'm so out of this movie.
That's what I said. Yeah, he's like 10 feet tall.
Well, he's like...
And 200 pounds.
He's a way different weight class. I'm like, first of all, this is not how it works.
No.
The commission would never approve this shit at being in some random catch weight between two guys that are definitely not in the same weight class. Like, one's Anthony Joshua, motherfucker. The other one's like... A 165 or 185.
Say the other one's Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
he's like,
man.
You're good, right? Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. That's a big
tank
difference.
Tank me.
But they're good movies. I recommend them. You can watch it.
Tank me. And drink my whiskey.
Yeah, man, that's actually that pay per view is the first one that the first one of the year, Conor versus Cowboy, and it's actually the. It's the first one where the pay-per-view goes up.
Fuck that. So what bar are we going to?
Yeah, it's exactly what we're going to do because I'm not buying that one. You're crazy.
You tank me, motherfucker. I'll make you famous.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you something. You know, I was thinking about the other day. I was like fucking around on my phone. And everybody's done this, but I'll just ask you anyways. Like, have you done that thing where you open up your phone camera, but it's actually set in front-facing? Mm-hmm. And you just look at yourself and you're like, oh, you're like, oh, where the fuck's this 16th chin come from?
Yeah, man, I do that all the time. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, you know what I was thinking about the other day? I was like, you know what the worst part of that is? What I want you to do is visualize what that looked like when you open the camera and you were like looking at yourself all like, look at that face of like, oh, I'm going to look at my phone now, mm-hmm. Right? That's what chicks look like. That's what chicks are seeing when they're blowing you. That right there. Think about that.
That's why I do it in complete darkness.
That's one way of doing it. You know what I was thinking? I was like, I'm going to start practicing phases. So I'm gonna start practicing faces that are like, yeah, that's way more appealing than my fucked up triple chin fucking picture. You know what I mean? So, like,
dude, that's some gay shit. I can't do that.
What?
I can't look at myself in camera and practice fucking getting.
Yeah, it's all years of YouTube videos, dog. All the years of YouTube videos. I can do it all the time.
Even on the pornos, when they get their dick sucked out, I'm like, I can't.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You don't want to make eye contact with the guy?
No. Like, they're just bobbing on the knob too long, and I'm like, how long are we gonna keep this going here? Like, this long dick sucking section. I got it.
She's down for it. I get it.
This is a free preview. It's only 10 minutes. Let's go on to the next thing. Speed it up. I already wasted 4 minutes in the story. I don't need another 3 minutes of dick sucking. I got it, guys. Let's go. Come on.
I feel like one of the biggest differences also in like old school porn or new school porn. New school porn is like, yo, this is like a production. Everything takes 30 minutes. Like there's a fucking 25. There's, first of all, 5 minute story intro. Right?
That's right.
There's about a 10 minute to 15 minute blowjob. I'm like, wait, hold up. Yeah. Relax, bro. Relax. You're good. All right. What are we trying to do? Get thirsties, foursies? What are we doing here? Get the fuck out of here. And then there's like 10 minutes of maybe 20 minutes of sex or whatever. And then there's 1 minute of wrap up story. And I'm like, yo, can we distribute this a little differently? Can we just switch this up a little bit? I would like a little bit more story in the front and back, a little less blowjob. Yeah, how about that? I'd
say we need some Disney production value here. Like, we need to even out the story a little evenly here. Like, look, let's cut the blowjob part, even out the sex area, and let's give some more even out the story. Like, after the cream pie happens,
tell me more. How did the cleanup happen?
How did it feel? What did you use?
Does the guy go and give her a hot warm towel to clean up the toaster strudel?
Yeah.
How does this happen?
He just throw some napkins at her, possibly from Churroholic? I don't know. What happened?
You're like, clean yourself up. Throw it in the forehead.
Or is he like, don't fucking touch me? put those sheets in the washer, you nasty hoe. Wow, you let me do that to you? Fucking disgusting.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Don't touch me for 10, 15 minutes during cool down period.
Yeah. Hey, the shower's that way.
Yeah, that's funny. I think you know, back in the day, I think the old porn, if you go back and search old porn, you'll see that it's almost like they did it in one take. There was no multiple takes. It was one take.
They didn't have storage on the memory cards for that, man.
There's no memory card. It's like film and shit. Motherfuckers cranking it in the top. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
The fucking, like the movies?
Yeah, you had to crank it.
You had to put the whole reel on there? That's always weird when you go to like all the categories on porn sites, whatever, like CrockTube. When I go to CrockTube, or
you're like deep pegging. Yeah, that's what I'm into.
Dude, that's disgusting. You get on there and then you're like, they always have a category and it's like always in alphabetical order because why not?
Yeah, man.
And then like you go down to the very bottom and it's like vintage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen vintage and I've seen classic.
Yeah, and it's like the vintage shit is like black and white shit.
Oh, vintage. Like, you're talking about old school
like
shit.
You're cranking that shit. Like the fucking peep shows in those pervert shops.
It's literally like the old black and white movies where it's like a little scene and then it's like a card with the text on it. Yeah. And then another little scene.
Like, it's like Bertha took off her top. You're like, yay!
Yeah! Like 2 seconds of like three slides of movement.
Yeah, but like it's barely showing anything, and then like it's like Bertha's taking off her leg warmers, and you're like, oh, yeah. Fuck, ankle! Oh.
Look at that ankle, though.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, man. Hey, man. That's what I gotta go back to. Fucking ankles.
Fucking ankles. Dude, ankles are bony as fuck. You can fuck up your dick.
Nothing on ankles.
Nothing on ankles.
I think that's what we started 2019 with, the fucking ankles.
Yeah, that's when you were bouncing your rev limiter off like a fucking VTEC Civic. You're like,
that's why I went to the vintage. I'm like, ooh, ankle. Show me some arm.
You're like, man, I'm going to work my way up to color. I like the black and white shit. I can't tell what nationality this chick is.
Can't tell where the bush starts and where the leg starts. What is it? What's going on? What's all going on? Did you get all your Christmas shopping done?
Almost. 80-99%.
See, I got the next week off, so I can get the last few things during the day.
I got a couple, and I feel like I'm going to go get them knocked out tomorrow. Tomorrow. Because I'm trying to get this shit done. You know what my thing is? Are you guys giving gifts at work?
Yeah, we did that already.
Like, how do you guys do it? Do you guys do like a Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Or do you literally just play by ear, and then all of a sudden people are giving you gifts, and you're like, ah, shit, I got to give you something now.
See, that's what actual companies do. They do that, which you said.
Uh-huh.
That's what Black Mystery Girl and even my sister's companies did. I don't work at an actual company, so we just did a stupid-ass gift exchange.
I'd rather have that.
And nobody else got me anything. I mean, maybe they will.
How do you know? It's not Christmas yet.
Well, I told everybody I was off this next week, so I'm like, you guys got me anything, fucking let me know. What's up?
They're going to get it to you probably when you get back.
Fucking bastards. So we did a gift exchange, and then they gave us the thing. It's like, oh, what do you want? Like, what do you like? And this is how I know I work at your like, best place.
I like Call of Duty, the new one, for $55.
Plasma screen TV.
I've always wanted a 75-inch TV. Just saying.
Bugatti.
I've always wanted a Ferrari so I could play that Kanye song where he says Ferrari while I'm driving it.
Yeah. And then they're like, all right, well, the limit's $10.
You're like, I'm like, take a piece
fuck, $10? Like, fuck, you people really are cheap, huh? Okay. So last year, I got my supervisor, and I spent like $20 because I'm not a cheap bastard. And this year, I did $20 too. And so, see, I was expecting too much, man. I thought my buddy last year did he spent like $15. And I'm like, see, that's respectable.
You're like, here's an artichoke.
I'm like, here's the eggplant.
Like, the limit was 10, all right? I don't have to spend the limit.
I got $2 for you.
You're like, it's just like the speed limit. The speed limit is 45. It doesn't mean that the speed is 45. It's the limit. I'm 35. Literally going to give you everything under $10.
Yeah, no, that's what this dude did. He gave me... Because my buddy was like, oh, hey, Ruby, you want to fill this out? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't really want to. I'm like, first thing, you know what time it is. I don't know why you're talking to me. It's 8:30. You know you shouldn't be talking to me past until it's like 10 o'clock. So
that's how I am.
So the fuck's going on here? And he's like, all right, I'll fill it out for you. And he's like, you like the Cardinals, right? I'm like, yeah, man, sure, whatever. I'm like, why are you still talking to me? I don't understand. And so... I'm just in the corner, like, listening to my music. And I was like, I swear, if somebody else talks to me, you're going to get cussed out. Stop fucking talking to me. And they're like, all right, we got it. I'm like, but do you, though? Because you're still asking me questions. And they're like, all right, we got it. Chill. Fuck. And I'm like, all right. And so he filled it out for me. And so he put Cardinals as my, like, favorite sports team. That's not technically right. I like the Diamondbacks. That's my favorite sports team. And so the dude I got, he got me an Arizona Cardinals bandana and an Arizona Cardinals scarf.
Well, you shouldn't have told him the Cardinals is your favorite fucking team. You could have had a Arizona Cardinals or Arizona Diamondbacks beanie and whatever you just said.
See, but he got both these things for free because they give the stuff out to you at the Cardinals games.
So he didn't even meet his Ms. $10 he got it for free.
No, man.
He should have been like, I love the New York Yankees. You should go over there and get me something.
Like, I like the Guatemala something or other, whatever fucking team they're playing for.
That's funny,
but
dude.
Yeah, man. So I was like, okay. And so I was like disappointed. And then the dude I got, he said he liked cooking and art, and so I got him a little frying pan, or a little
go ahead.
A skillet, and a a drawing notebook. That shit came with like $15.
You're like, I got them. What do they give those little toy kitchen sets for little girls? Fuck. What are they called?
I got them. Got some Fisher Price shit.
You got some Fisher Price cooking
I went
utensils.
To the dollar store and got them the plastic foods. I'm like, here you go.
Here you go. That you should have gone to the dollar store and just bought them a whole bunch of like utensils from the dollar store. Like, look, here's $10 worth of utensils.
That would have been good too. But yeah, man.
Good value.
So yeah. Unlike my sister, her limit for her thing was $25.
$25? But it's only one, right? My whole thing with it is like, if I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to get something for my boss because of course. But then if all these other people give you shit and it's like, now I got to wait and I got to go shopping real quick before the time off to buy people shit. And I am terrible at buying people shit, primarily because I don't know what people like and don't like. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, all right, I need 5 gifts for females. Well, let's go to Fascinations. Dildos for everybody.
I'm going to get you guys bunnies, all of you. You guys are going to be fucking happy as shit coming back January 1st.
You guys like rotating rabbits with the detachable head? Those are good, right? Yeah, they're special.
But what if, like, starting January 1st, they're all super happy and chipper? They're, like, fucking dancing in. It's like a musical in my office because they're all dancing, all, like, as just scooting
they,
the shit
they,
and dancing.
You cleared the webs, right?
Yeah,
your toys
man.
Cleared the webs.
Yeah. Dude, women can sometimes get aggressive and kind of pissy when they don't get off after a while. Yeah. Yeah. They get a little pissy, dog. So if they haven't had it in a while, they get all bitter and old and fucking angry. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. So, like, if that's what takes, man, for me to have a better work environment, then I'm willing to sacrifice and buy people some fucking gifts.
Oh, my ass. But, yeah, man. And then, so I got everything. I need, like, I got my mom didn't want nothing. I'm like, that's funny because you weren't getting nothing, so I don't know what you were telling me you didn't want nothing.
Shit.
And then, me and my sister got my dad a drill. Well, she bought the drill. I bought a screen door because ours was messed up.
Did you buy the screen or just the screen, the door, the whole door and everything?
The whole door.
Really? How much those things run? I need to buy one.
$60.
Really?
Yeah.
I might need to get one of those.
So
I've replaced a screen before.
But if you, now, I should really, realistically, I should have got the heavy duty one for $90.
You're like, I got the one that's paper.
It's just two garbage bags duct taped together.
It's paper with the screen going through it. So, rainstorm, it's gone.
Yeah, well, I saw they had a heavy duty one for $90, and it actually did feel pretty heavy duty. I should have got that one, but I was like, nah.
I'm gonna get one of those motherfuckers.
So, get the heavy duty one. That's how you get the heavy duty one. So, I got that, and she got the drill. So, there's that. Then I got my sister. I was kind of telling the story to you. I got her a backpack from Hot Topic. A little hoe backpack. In case you don't know what a hoe backpack is, it's like a backpack, except it's small and miniature to keep all your hoe materials in there.
We've talked about this on the podcast before.
What are your hoe materials? I don't know. I'm not a hoe. You tell me what you keep in there. I don't know.
Tell me what's important to you.
Yeah, what's important to you? Your iPhone? I don't know. Fake IDs. I don't know.
Whatever, man.
Whatever. Whatever's good for you. So I got her one, and then I was like, "See, there's a double logic in the whole backpack I got for her. One, it's a pretty cool backpack. She's gonna like it. She's really gonna like it." And I ended up showing it to her because I had to order it online. Two, it's a whole backpack, so when she wears it somewhere, maybe some dude will be like, damn, gotta finna give this hoe some dick. And maybe she'll get some dick.
So you're trying to get your sister some dick.
Yeah, man. Gotta clear up those webs. We were just talking about that.
So your life can go easier, right?
That's right, man. See, it's all part of the plan. Gotta have a master plan, son.
Good to know, man. It's good that you got planning ahead. Thinking
ahead.
That's right.
You gotta think 2 steps ahead. You gotta think 5 steps ahead if possible. Not this time, though. Just 2 steps ahead will suffice.
It'll be good enough.
That's right.
I hear you.
That's what you got to do.
I hear you.
That's right. Now everybody's ready for, well, I still got to go get like one or two more things for random people, but almost ready for that Santa Claus dick, son.
Yeah.
That Merry, you know, Merry when, dick.
You know, in that jingle where he talks about Santa Claus coming up the chimney? That's a W on the endo, dog. That's something else going on there.
That's nasty. I'm not into that.
I'm fucking getting tired now. Anyways. Good, man. Good. Good. You got your fucking Christmas shopping 90% done. I'm almost done, too. I need two more things, but most of the things I need now are gifts I need because I got stuff from coworkers, and now I need to get them shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a very vicious cycle.
Candles.
I'm about to just buy everybody, like, you know, like how you go to Target or some shit and there's always little pre-packaged candy things. I'm about to just buy a shit ton of those.
Get everybody a cactus.
Why?
Why the fuck not?
Not a bad point. I'm going to get everybody a pet rock.
Bring them back in style.
I'm going to be like, hey, I picked this rock for you. I feel like it most closely meets your personality. Okay,
get them something they really need. Garbage bags.
You're like, everybody needs garbage bags.
Everybody needs garbage bags, man. When's the last time you didn't need garbage bags?
I need garbage bags right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, see?
Speaking of, I need to go to Costco. Costco?
See, so Costco. There you go. Don't go probably now. There's a ton of people. No, fuck that.
I'm going next week. But anyways.
There you go.
That's it, man. That's our hour. My apologies, by the way, for not having a podcast in a while. I think last week was my bad. A lot going on. A lot going on. A lot going on, man. And I think by the time this releases, I would have finished out my 2019 goals planning, dog. That little periodic thing I did throughout the year. Can you believe it's been a fucking year since I started that?
That's right. You got me on that goal planning thing. It's going great. Crazy. Your plan for me was don't get anybody pregnant, and it's worked.
Dude, I'm glad it
worked. Fuck yeah.
You don't need that in your life.
I mean, mostly because Black Mr. Girl has an IUD, so it explodes all the...
Like the ropes are automatically synced to the device, and it just implodes on itself.
Yeah, it explodes like those bombs over there in Afghanistan where they explode, the roadside bombs. That's what it does.
Those things to me always sound like bullshit. It's like you're telling me this copper bullshit in your vagina
is just magic
magnetizing all the jizz to it.
Do you know why that plane is flying up there? No, it just does it.
I guess right, ignorance right. is bliss, dog. Look,
why is that light lighting up shit? I don't know, man. Do we really know?
You're like, it's just working.
Look, why is the sky black right now? Who the fuck knows? We don't know.
Anyways.
Why are rocks, what is chalk made out of? Somebody asked that question at IHOP when we were at IHOP yesterday. They're like, what is chalk? Weird hipster kids were like, what is chalk made of? Dude was like, I don't know, sand and shit. I was like, okay.
Sand and shit.
I was like, that was pretty funny. I was laughing. I was like, all right, that was pretty good.
Sand and shit.
I was like, that's pretty good, man. You're still a fucking mutant. You need to be thrown off a cliff. But that was a good one. I'll give you that.
All right, Don, I'm freezing my ass off.
I'm not going to lie, the temperature dropped at least 20 degrees.
It's chilly. Let's see how much it dropped. What was it when we got here?
High 50s, if not 60s.
Supposedly it's 52.
Fucking liar.
It feels like it's just about to break that 49.
I said, I don't know what that.
Boosting home is going to be nice, though. But, yeah, man. Hopefully everybody has a good holidays, whether you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Get that Hanukkah dick.
Hanukkah.
Going. Kwanzaa dick.
What do the Mormons celebrate?
Joseph Smith dick.
What do the Scientology people celebrate?
Tom Cruise dick.
That's what you do. You should do one of these future podcasts. You do like a quick response thing. So I'll just say things to you. You got to respond. And just see how quickly you go. It's kind of like that thing that Phoebe did with Joey.
Oh, where the first thing that comes in.
Yeah, like that thing. Yeah. We'll play one of those.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gents, whatever you guys celebrate, hopefully you guys are having a good one. we'll see you guys hopefully next week. And I think next week would be the last one of the year, right?
New Year's dick.
New Year's Eve dick, dog. Yeah. That's when you're like, you're counting down. And in a guy's mind, it's just like, in a woman's mind, it's like, yes, New Year, yay, right? In a guy's mind, it's just like, the faster that ball drops, the faster we get back to the crib.
That's right.
And she already buzzed, so we can get crazy time.
And then she'll always think my name is Solid Snake.
Jeez. Jeez.
She'll always think my name is Gerald of Riverdale.
You're like, my name is Gerald.
Yeah, you could fuck up the name. You don't got to say the right place. Yeah, you're right. Like, Gerald of Tarjay. And you're like, oh, he sounds foreign.
Sounds nice.
Sounds nice.
All right, ladies and gents. Enjoy the holidays. We'll see you guys next week.